This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Star campaigners of both the NDA and India bloc made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with BJP workers in Jharkhand under the campaign Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot. On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held an election rally in Palamu. Meanwhile, polling parties are being dispatched to their polling stations from today. The Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties have so far been sent to 225 polling stations across 5 districts. He said polling parties will be sent to other polling booths tomorrow. Campaigning also concluded for by-elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states and for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat. By-polls will be held on Wednesday for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. BJP has urged the Election Commission to take action against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he has once again attempted to spread falsehoods regarding the Maharashtra assembly polls. The ruling party called on the poll panel to act against the Congress MP for gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct, referring to a section of speech in Mumbai last week. A BJP delegation led by senior party leader Arjun Ram Meghwal met the Chief Election Commissioner in this regard today and urged to file an FIR against the Congress leader. The Supreme Court today said that right to health is a fundamental right of citizens and no religion encourages pollution. A 2-judge bench comprising Justices Abe S. Oka and Augustine George Massey stated that every citizen's right to live in a pollution-free environment is safeguarded under Article 21 of the Indian Constitution. Further, while questioning the authorities for their failure to implement the ban on firecrackers in Delhi during Diwali, the Apex Court directed the Delhi Police Commissioner to take immediate action for banning firecrackers and form a special cell to ensure the effective implementation of the ban. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved 3 projects of around 726 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, Odisha and West Bengal. These projects have been approved under the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. The Home Ministry in a statement said that the committee has approved around 148 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, 201 crore rupees for Odisha, nearly 377 crore rupees for West Bengal. The Home Ministry further said that it has taken several initiatives to ensure effective management of disasters in the country. Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today reiterated India's strong resolve to boost connectivity, market and investment linkages to achieve $100 billion trade with Russia by 2030. Addressing the India-Russia Business Forum in Mumbai, Dr. Jaishankar said the bilateral trade currently stands at $66 billion, making the $100 billion aim more realistic. Talking about the need for better trade balance and settlement in national currency, Dr. Jaishankar said the special rupee Vostro accounts are an effective mechanism. In Women's Asian Hockey Championship, defending champion India defeated Malaysia with a clean score of 4-0 in their opening match at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. The Malaysian team tried their best, but India's defence proved unbreakable. And despite losing multiple penalty corners, the Indian side managed to convert 3 of them and Sangeeta Kumari's brilliant last goal sealed the win for the defending champions. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today called upon youth and students to play a key role in making the country a developed nation by 2047. And that is the end of this news bulletin.